Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Terrific player from Virginia. I'm basically going to check out. I can actually go home because Tiki's going to do this interview. Fellow Wahoo Wah for my boy Tiki. That's Kyle Guy of the Virginia Cavaliers. Kyle, Tiki, and Tierney, how are you today, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are fantastic. Well. Congratulate. I saw you in person and congratulated you after the national championship game, but congratulations again. And Wahoo Wah, of course. I always got to say that to my Wahoos. They come on the show.
Wait, he just said it differently. He said Wahoo Wah.
No, he didn't.
He did. He said Wahoo Wah.
Stop.
Kyle, did you say Wahoo Wah or Wahoo Wah?
Wahoo!
Yeah,
he said Wahoo!
VT's not listening to you.
No, I am. But then he said Wahoo!
Kyle, the first question I got to ask you, because I remember when you were a freshman and you had the man bun, and I couldn't decide if I liked it. When you shot like 50, when you shot 50% from 3-point range, I was like, dude, I can deal with it. Why'd you move on from the man bun? It was kind of cool because you were so good.
Yeah, I didn't love it either, to be honest. But fans were starting to heckle me and make fun of me about it, so then I was like, all right, now I got to keep it and just try to dominate with it. So when the season was over, I was like, I'm done with this. I didn't want all the attention that I got. Like I wanted to be on ESPN for my game, not for my hair. So I would barely play and they'd be talking about it. Kyle Grantel would be talking about it. I'm like, I mean, that's cool and all, but I'd rather them be like, oh, Kyle played really well and he has a man bun, or something like that. So.
Well, you changed it, and now with your cleaned-up look, you played even better, which leads you to where you are right now. Now, after the national championship, you and Ty Jerome and DeAndre Hunter and even Mamadi Diakite decided to come out. He ultimately decided to go back to school. But was that coordinated by you guys? You all know that you were going to make the leap because you still have some years remaining.
For sure knew that I was going to test no matter what. I think everybody knew Dre was going to leave. I think if we wouldn't have won it all, maybe it would have been a much tougher decision for myself and Ty. There's not much more we could have accomplished. We broke some UVA hearts because we posted that we were leaving Monday, Tuesday, Thursday or something. So it was just a rough week. But
I remember. I was following on social media.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's what was best for us. And I'm really stoked that, that both of them will for sure hear their names called on Thursday.
Yep, no doubt. We're talking to Kyle Guy, outstanding guard from Virginia, and he is with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Let me take you back to the national championship and that run real quick before we move forward to what you're going through now in the draft, which is just a couple of days away here. You know, we all know the narrative from last season, or two seasons ago, I should say, till last season, from getting knocked out historically to winning historically. It describe your emotions over that last year and or so of the basketball season and how you guys were able to do it.
Yeah. When you're the first team to do something on the wrong side of history, there's not really a protocol on how to kind of handle it. So it took us a while. I think, fans were upset. I think the media was having a field day with it. I think our fellow students were, kind of looking at us a little weird, staring, talking behind our back. So, we wanted nothing to do with anything. We were just putting hoods up, hats on, sunglasses, earphones, everything. But then Coach, when the offseason started, Coach brought us in, and we addressed the elephant in the room. We started talking about it, talked about how it made us felt, how we're going to become better from it. We watched some motivational videos and stuff. So, I think everything happens for a reason. I'm a huge believer in that. And everything came full circle, obviously. But I think the coolest thing that showed our growth was just how we were down at halftime against the 16th seed again this year.
Yep.
And just that locker room. I mean, man, that was one of the coolest things ever. We were like, look, we can't be the first team to lose to the 16th seed again. So we're either going to go out and win this thing and leave it on the floor, we're going to leave it on the floor and lose. We didn't care. We just wanted to play for each other. And, you know, that kind of set the tone for the rest of the tournament.
Yeah, I got to tell you, we were watching it during our show. You guys made a bit of a run before half, and BT said, oh, you guys are going to win by 15. You won by 15.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They made some money on you there, Kyle. Appreciate it, buddy.
Anything. Where's my
cut? You know what I wanted to ask you? We've had Coach Bennett on a few times, and, you know, I think down the road he might scratch his itch to coach in the NBA. We'll see. I mean, he might not. I think he might, but that's just my opinion. I am curious, though, because I've never heard anybody really expound on this. Some coaches simply can't enjoy wins. They get so hung up on the process of winning and so distraught over the occasional loss that the joy of winning, for some people, not everybody, for some, is lost. Does Coach Bennett enjoy the wins? Is he able to enjoy the journey?
I'll tell you what, he's enjoyed 6 wins in his entire life, and they were all this year at the end of the year. He obviously, he loves to win, and that's why he coaches, as most do. But he's very a big-picture guy. So, you know, if we're winning and we're not becoming better men off the court, then he's not happy. If we're losing and not becoming better men, not happy. If we're losing and becoming better men, then he's probably a lot better off than any of the other scenarios. So he's very big picture. I think he's one of the better coaches and most genuine man I've ever met. So I loved every second playing for him. But he definitely enjoyed these 6 wins to finish my career there. Very hype after each game, and that was something you don't always see from him. So yep, it really inspired us.
That's a great description. I think any dad with a young son, whether they're good enough or not to play college basketball, mm-hmm, I think what you just said about Coach Bennett, who wouldn't send your young son to go and play for somebody like that? He's a class act. We're talking to Kyle Guy from Virginia with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
That's why we are glad he and you guys represent our university, our great university, expertly. You know, let's get to the draft and what you've been doing leading up to it. I'm sure that you've had some meetings, you've had some workouts, etc. Where are people telling you you're going to get picked? Where do you think you're going to go in the next couple of days here when the NBA draft finally is upon us?
I'm hearing everything from anywhere in the second round to undrafted. I've had 13 workouts. I'm actually headed home right now. I just finished my last one in Philadelphia, so I'm at the airport ready, just itching to get home. It's been a long process, but I don't really care where I'm drafted or if I'm drafted at all. Obviously, I want to be, but, you know, my path might be different. I know I belong in the league. It's just a matter of how and when. So,
does DeAndre and Jerome, do they handle it the same way? I mean, because that's a very loose. I mean, you just said you don't care if you get drafted. I don't know if I've ever heard anybody say, I'll take you at your word. Credit to you for being so confident that eventually you'll get there, and we believe you get there too. But your other two teammates who are aspiring to get to the NBA and will, how are they dealing with the process? I'm sure a little differently, right?
I mean, look, I've had to reprove myself at every level I've ever gone to, and I'm having to do it again. So this is nothing new to me. I've been overlooked my whole life, so that kind of creates a chip on my shoulder. I honestly think Ty and Dre have similar feelings in terms of, you know, being overlooked and, you know, there's always something that holds them back from being, from people thinking they're as good as they are. Ty being unathletic or whatever. I just, you know, got into it with this guy on Twitter about, yeah, he has a dad bod, and yeah, he can't jump that high, but he'll still give you 35, 10 assists and a W, so it doesn't matter. And then he's become one of the better two-way players, college basketball scene. So I think it would be a little bit different if I go undrafted compared to if Dre went undrafted.
Sure, yeah. I would agree with that.
We have a little bit different outlooks than I do, but, I know they got my back when I got there, so I'm really excited for Thursday.
Yeah, no, I have your back too, Kyle. Because, I was standing under the basket when you had to hit those 3 free throws, and it was cold as ice, man. It was awesome. It was absolutely amazing to sit you watch you do that. So I know that you have it in you to be a successful NBA player. But here's the last question I'll ask you before we got to bounce, and I'm sure you do as well, to get back home. It seems as if Tony, and maybe this is just how he recruits or this is something that he instills in you guys. All of you all that go to the NBA end up being serious contributors. And whether that's Malcolm Brogdon, who won the Rookie of the Year, or Mike Scott, who is unheralded on the 76ers bench, right, there's always a role for you guys. Where does that emanate from?
Man, Coach has an eye for talent that people don't see, and really just tries to get high-character guys that know how to play basketball. So he's tremendous at what he does, and else, you know, I wouldn't be here, and we wouldn't, you know, be able to hoist that trophy in April. So, you know, I think it's a testament to, again, who he recruits, his coaching staff, and the way they carry themselves, just kind of makes us all want to be better people. It also kind of makes us feel like we'll never be able to reach how good of people they are. So, you know, there's pros and cons to that, but we'll get into that another time.
Yeah.
I'm really happy that I chose Virginia. I'm glad that there's a track record and we're finally starting to get respect that, you know, I think he as a coach deserves and us as players deserve.
Yeah. Well, as an alumnus of the University of Virginia who was standing down there in Minnesota as you guys hoisted that trophy, and I just stood on the court just like absorbing it. It was amazing. It was awesome. I thank you, man. Good luck to you going forward. We know that you and the three other guys, the two other guys in the draft, Ty Jerome and DeAndre Hunter, are going to do great things. Appreciate you, Kyle. Good luck, man.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Be good.
Good job. Have a great night on draft night. Kyle Guy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.